Thanks for tuning in to Be Present Podcast. This is your host, Rashad Smith. And this is Let the Prophets Prophesy. This is not a new term. You've heard this phrase before, but it's new to this catalog. And the Lord revealed to me recently that term, and I'm going to share some things with you that He's asked to release. I wrote it down in poem form, and at least I tried to write it down in poem form. And here is the prophetic word. There are seeds readying themselves. They're readying themselves to beautifully bud. Budding soaringly high like sugarcane stalks, and they are as radiantly plentiful as sunflowers. But as I looked, there were corrupt seeds at the wayside of those blooming. Their corruption symbolized what once was, an older form of what has now become. From an out-of-sequence time, these corrupted seeds refuse to make the necessary shifts to bring forth what was to become the next. For it was not intended for the dormant seeds, the ones at the wayside, to stretch as high or shine with luminosity as the present ones. And while the dormant seeds couldn't stop the coming forth of the new, they could hinder them either way. And still, the wayside seeds were allowed to be among what was newly forming and watch in amazement. That's the word. Let me decipher this for you. What I sense the Lord was sharing in that word is that there is a new breed of the sons of God arising. And this new breed is not necessarily about age, but it is a new breed of the children of God. It is exactly what Psalm 24 describes about those who can ascend the hill of the Lord and those who rightfully can call on the name of the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, and pull him into this realm. It is those who have not lifted their eyes to another God to worship idols, those with repentant hearts, those who know they have need of God, those who know they have nothing in and of themselves apart from Yeshua, the Son of God, those who know that the only way to please God is with a broken and contrite spirit. These are the soaring, budding sunflowers. And what I saw in this picture as the Lord was releasing this word to me was that these sunflowers were spread out across this field and they began to draw from the sun, S-U-N, which was symbolic of these sunflowers radiating the light of the sun, S-O-N. You see, this is where we are going. Psalm 34, great chapter in the book of Psalms. It talks about David saying, hey, there are some things that's caused me shame, but because I know who I am, because I know how to come back to God and repent, and I know my need of Him, I will not be covered with shame. But as I shift and I move in and with the Lord, I will be covered with the radiance of the countenance of Jesus Christ. That is the word of the Lord. Now let me extend this. There are those who are of the old guard, who are of the old mindset, who are of the old wine, who are still sitting in seats, who are still talking and doing things, not just from a religious mindset, but of out-of-date, expired wine, anointing, and manna. Ouch. And the Lord says, these are the ones who are the wayside seeds. And the Lord says that he's going to allow them to remain among the field of the budding stalks of sugarcane, just like sunflowers. And they're going to watch in amazement. You see, there's a scripture in the Gospels that talks about the gnashing of the teeth. That's what this is. You are going to watch these glorious, luminous sons of God, these ones with future intel, these ones with insights about knowing what to do in times and seasons, in very treacherous dark times and seasons, you're going to watch in the outer courts, the outer gates, and gnash your teeth. But you're not going to be too far, because the Lord's going to give you a very close up view of what he's doing. The point in all of this is, it is a time for us to shift. What once was, what we once were doing, it very well might have been good. It very well might have been God. But God is saying, I am doing something new in the earth. Do you not perceive it? And I need my new breed to spearhead and lead this. Now, understand, because when I use the terms old guard and people sitting in seats and it's time that you pass the baton, if you will, some people are threatened by that phraseology, those terms, and that jargon. And this is not a threat. This is not a seeking a seat that is not rightfully anyone else's. This is not the Absalom generation. This is the Davidic generation. This is actually the Jacob generation. That's truly what it is, because that's what Psalm 24 talks about. I talk about this in my book. This is the Jacob generation. So I don't want those who have been running well for so long and you are of certain caliber to think that there is a threat from the new breed arising. But it is an exhortation and a call from the Lord of Heaven's armies to understand there is a shifting in times and in seasons. And there has to be a generational anointed alignment, as it was with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as it was with Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh, as it was with Moses and Joshua, as it was with David and Solomon, as it was with Ruth and with Naomi. There has to be an alignment with the generations, as it was with Paul and Timothy and Titus. It's not just about the one, the two, or the few. It's not just about because you've arrived at a certain age and you have wisdom and experience that you are the subject matter expert about everything. And listen to me, you young people, my age, because I am young and younger than I am, just because the Lord's using you in certain ways, it doesn't mean that you have the authority to disregard, disrespect, and dishonor your older brothers and sisters. Now, the scripture teaches us this, that we are to exhort and not rebuke the elders. And there, what's happened is, millennials and Gen Z, my generation, there is a respect lost from leaders, leadership, and elders in the church and out of the church, because there hasn't been transparency, honesty, and doing the things. You see, millennials, Gen Z, and younger, they can see through intuition by the spirit. And for unbelievers, they can see things that they don't know what they're feeling or seeing, but it's the spirit of God, because God's in the earth. God, Holy Spirit, is God in the earth. And they see that this is not right, even though they might not have the right words to explain it. So what I'm saying to all generations beyond millennials, Gen Z, and younger, is that you need to listen to what they're feeling and sensing, because it's a collaboration and partnership. I don't think we get those terms in the body of Christ. We are still a top-down entity, organization, and what that truly is, it's a cult. And the Lord will have no cultist behaviors within his kingdom, within his house, and amongst his sons. That is a working of the flesh called factions and dissension and divisiveness. God will not have cults. He will not have a top-down kingdom or organization. We are co-laborers. You see, Christ even shares his throne and his seat and his sonship with us, calling us co-heirs and co-laborers. How dare we think that we are above one another? And the Lord is dealing with that that attitude. He's dealing with that mindset of we think we're better than or higher than other people. Let me close with this. In Romans chapter 15, it talks about we have a responsibility as the sons of God, all of us, to encourage, exhort, and build each other up into spiritual maturity. It says nothing about apostles, nothing about prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, elders, bishops, all those things, whatever we want to put titles and labels on ourselves. And this is what the Lord himself was dealing with amongst the disciples. Who's better than who? Who's greater than who? Who will extend and have longevity beyond who? This is even something that was still in the heart of Peter that Yeshua himself had to address and say, it doesn't matter what happens to John, what his purpose is, how his life will end or won't end. You need to do what I've put in your sphere of influence, what I've packaged you to present back to me at the end. That is what you be concerned with, and that is what you do. And until then, you provoke the maturity in the spirit amongst the brethren. That is our call. So, what I am sending out as a clarion call to the body of Christ is, let's co-labor, let's partner, let's hear the generational voices align. Because you see what the Lord, and the Lord did this way back in 2018. I have it recorded here in this podcast catalog. I started in 2020 because I didn't have the podcast back then, but the Lord gave it to me back in 2018. And he said back then, the house of Saul has fallen. The Lord shifted the anointing from what was former, from always having the same names, same faces. And now the Lord has raised up many nameless and faceless voices around the world to give the word of the Lord ahead of what used to be, ahead of what once was, ahead of the stature of the picturesque individuals. He's given these people a fiery, sure word. And listen to me, this is the generation of the Jeremiah prophets and of the Amos prophets. Amos was a nameless, faceless prophet, and Jeremiah was a prophet who was disregarded by elders because of his youth. But Jeremiah had a sure, fiery word of the Lord that was so stirring in him that he could not shut his lips to stop speaking the word and declarations of the mysteries of the Lord. And Amos said, I am not the son of a prophet nor a prophet by trade, but I have a message from the Lord God Almighty. You see, the Lord is raising up these type of individuals this hour, and you and I must listen to and follow what these individuals are saying. In Jesus' name, I bless you.